up, everybody? This is Marshall Tor, also known as Complex in Hip Hop Circles, and you are listening to the Escape Artist Podcast. How you guys doing? I'm doing all right. Another week of work. It's Thanksgiving week. Getting ready to have a little time off. Luckily, my job gives me Thursday and Friday off, and a half day on Wednesday, so that'd be nice to have a little time off, and then I have some more time off coming up, because I have leftover days that I want to get taken care of before the year ends, and then, of course, Christmas, there's a few days off there, too, so be nice to have a little hop, skip, and a jump to the end of the year, you know? See updates and stuff. Been kind of working on things here and there, just little things, nothing too crazy. Really want to get into recording some music, and been thinking a lot about Glyph, and where I'm going to go with him next, and different things. What's the next project going to be? I noticed I've been spending a lot of time online. I messed around with eBay a little bit. Like the last 3 weeks, I've been putting stuff up here and there. And first two things I put up sold, so that was cool. And now I have all three of my sketch covers. That's the other thing I've been doing, is I finally got some of those blank comic sketch covers. Couple Deadpool number ones, I guess, and Iron Man number one, which it's, I don't know what version of Iron Man it is. I know they probably have multiple Iron Man titles, but I'm not up on that stuff enough to know. All I know is that Iron Man's a cool character, so, you know, I did a couple sketch covers. If you guys follow me on the social stuff, you have seen them, most likely. And so I put those up this week. I actually only have a day or two left for those to be listed. And so far there's not any bites on that. But you know what's funny with this eBay stuff? I noticed that it seems like you don't even... There's like no activity. And then come to find out the last day, like I don't push anything. I just kind of put it on there and see what happens. But, you know... A lot of times come to find out the last day it gets sold or something. At least that's the first two I did. That's kind of how it went. So obviously because it's an auction site, you know, people are waiting to see, you know, if somebody else is going to bid or whatever, this or that. So we shall see if anybody bites on to these sketch things. I'll know tomorrow, I guess. That'd be cool. If not, then I have a cool little thing. I can either relist it on eBay, maybe for a slightly lower price. I'm doing them at $18.99 right now. If I do it lower, it'll go down to like $14.99 or just $15. And I can either continue to just relist them, or maybe I'll just... you know, keep them for myself, or, you know, sell them, or maybe do, like, a big giveaway sometime, but, you know, these are kind of not, like, just a little small thing that you want to give away, so it would have to be for something, you know, I don't know, we'll see, we shall see, but regardless, they were really fun to make, and, I definitely would like to do more, in the future. So, there's that. That's been fun. I kind of, you know, knocked those three out last week just while I was watching TV and stuff with the missus. And, let's see. What else? Oh, I ran a little contest. You know, I mentioned it on the last podcast. I ran a contest for new email list subscribers. To, you know, basically subscribe for the newsletter, which you still can do. It's right on the front page at plexhop.com, P-L-E-X-H-O-P.com. On the sidebar at the right, there's just a little thing where it says subscribe to the crew letter or something like that. You know, just throw your email in there if you want to get updates from me. Basically, I think the way I'm going to run it for now is I'm going to try to start doing like a kind of like a drawing a day, but it won't necessarily be every day or anything. It might be like one or two a week, really. We'll see. But, you know, I'm going to start posting that on my blog, and I'll probably kind of use that, the email, to post that as well. I like that model. I think I talked about it last time, where people, like, I get a few emails from artists who do, like, a drawing a day or whatever, in, like, a little story or something, or whatever, you know, they do some kind of post a day type of thing, a cartoon a day, a comic a day, and they do it through email as well, and I like getting notified through email. So, you know, I'm going to try that out, since it's, you know, a platform that I enjoy as well. So yeah, if you're interested in something like that, you know, go and subscribe. And yeah, so yeah, but that contest was pretty cool. Three people will be receiving a free sketch card because of their involvement in it, and two people have already let me know what they want, and I haven't done the sketch cards yet, but probably, hopefully with this long weekend, I'll be able to bust those out. Hopefully I'll hear back from the third person. If not, I'll either re-email them, and then if that doesn't work, maybe I'll select another person, or maybe I'll just go with the two, since only two responded. We'll see. But through that contest, I got about roughly 9 new subscribers, and a lot of them were people who listen to the podcast, a lot of you guys, I think, just people like in the Comic Projects group and things like that. So, you know, by far you guys who listen to the podcast and who are down with the Comic Projects and Sketch Daily groups have been kind of my best support, you know, system, and a really cool community to be part of. I don't know what the word is, but like since me and Ryan started one of them and I started the other one, like, I want to say something like curate or something, but I'm not really doing anything besides having started it and, you know, just kind of managing it like a small amount. So yeah, whatever that is. But it's been awesome to be a part of this community, and that was the other thing too. I was thinking, the Comic Projects next project we're doing, me and Ryan have talked a little bit more about that, and we have kind of a really cool idea that we're gonna put out pretty soon, and as far as like how it's all gonna be set up and stuff. So we are talking in the background about that, and I think that's going to be a fun project. And, Ryan Wheaton, he's put out his new book, Bad Bandits. Hopefully I got that name right. I think I flubbed on it last time, and even though I've heard it like 10 times since then, for some reason I'm flubbing on it again. But I think it is called Bad Bandits. Put out the mini comic. I bought mine and got my little extra free sketch too, and in the mail yesterday actually, and I haven't read it yet. Like I said, I have a stack of comics that I need to read, and I've actually been going through them and reading them as I go. I just read Jamie Gamble's new books, Department O and Hero Code Number 2, and definitely really cool books. Go to jamiegamble.com. Check that out, buy his books. You know, he's a really awesome supporter of indie stuff, and he does his own indie books, and he's just an awesome guy that, you know, I love to support his stuff. I've bought stuff from him multiple times, and the books are good. You know, I'm enjoying them. The art is really cool. Jonathan Rector does the art for Hero Code, but for this second issue, they went with he went with a different artist for, like, kind of a different separate story, but he's going to get back to the Jonathan Rector stuff next on issue 3. But this issue is pretty cool too. It's like a whole kind of almost like an origin type of story for the whole idea of the hero code, and as far as I can tell, that's what it seems, and it's really cool. So check that out. Like I said, check out Ryan Wheaton's Bad Bandits RyanWheatonIllustration.com. So yeah, and read a bunch more comics. That's another thing I want to do, is I want to do like mini reviews. I think I'm gonna do like 2 or 3 books per, you know, blog post, and it'll be like a mini review of like indie comics, and you know, just to further support, you know, all these awesome artists who are doing really cool things. So that's that. And I guess I'll get on to the main topic. This will probably be, hopefully, kind of a short one, because I don't want to, you know, get too long-winded unless I have, like, some really, like, a lot of points, you know, planned out for a big topic type of thing. But, you know, I kind of got just a little something here. And what I wanted to talk about was kind of 2 things that just that have been on my mind. Well, I guess what the first thing would be is just being awesome. Like, as silly as that sounds. One thing that, and I mentioned it during the selling comics series. One thing that is very important, especially as artists, and something that we can actually have a little control in with our marketing, is having that wow factor, which I don't really love that term, but basically being impressive, being interesting. You know, with the art, it's a lot easier to kind of have that wow factor, because it's, you know, just visual, and it's just right there. Like, you open up your Twitter, your Facebook, and, you know, you can check out a picture, like Google Plus or whatever. Pinterest is pretty cool too for that, Tumblr, and you know, you see a big image, and if it's awesome, like, you just automatically, like, either press the like button or you might share it. I do that on Facebook especially. You know, I share like 2 or 3 images a day usually, from different either photographs, or a lot of times I'll do, like, you know, I get these cool graffiti things in my feed, so I'll post those, I'll repost those or whatever. Or a lot of times, you guys, comics and art that I see, if it's something that kind of really jumps out as something that kind of, first of all, that I really like, and then second of all, that kind of goes along with, you know, that the type of stuff that my audience might be into, like a hip-hop or comic book type of thing, or, you know, that kind of stuff. Things that I think the people who follow me might enjoy. I might repost it. I try not to go too crazy. Once in a while, I'll get up to like 5 or 6 reposts a day, but usually it's around 2 or 3 maybe. And it's because that image pops out, you know, and it's like, bam, you know, oh, that's so cool, I gotta share it. I'll even share the cute kitty things and stuff too, because, you know, being married to my wife, she's like really into all the cute animal things, and I was never really a cat person before, but I've kind of become one through hanging out, you know, being with my wife all these years. And so sometimes I'll post the cat thing, that's if it's a really cool one, or sometimes I might even post it just for the benefit of her to see it. So if you see that, hopefully it's not too intrusive. I don't think it will be, because everybody likes a little cat thing, usually. I don't know. So, you know, but coming up with things that are kind of clever or awesome is like just, that's a really good thing. And we, you know, it's just, it's something I kind of want to focus on a little more, you know. I spend a lot of time, way too much time on the internet, and it's just so easy, you know. I come home for lunch, it's time, you know, I want to eat, and I kind of want to relax. I don't feel like getting too deep into a project, because I only have a few minutes to work on it anyways. Work is tough sometimes, and I just don't feel like it, or, you know, it's just so easy just to start clicking on Facebook and stuff, and you see one link, and that brings you to another link, and, you know, so I do that, and then I come home from work after the day is over, and a lot of times I'll spend time on there, and then I get up on Saturday mornings, which is Saturday and Sunday mornings is the time I'm supposedly do, like, the bulk of my work for, like, art, music, and stuff, and sometimes I'll get caught up on the internet so much that I don't even get any work done, and that's kind of how it's been going lately, and I gotta break that habit and try to produce. I want to get back into that vein of just making stuff, constantly making stuff, you know. People like Ted Secco and Ryan Wheaton have always been, like, a really big inspiration for me for that specific thing, and you know, and they're still, you know, banging stuff out. Ted Secco seems to be a little bit quiet lately, but, like, maybe he's just doing stuff in the background, or he's really busy with his job or something. But Ryan Wheaton's still, man, pumping out stuff. He's finished another comic. He's been making these, like, figurines and stuff, working on paintings, sketches. I mean, this guy has multiple things every day, you know, and sometimes I'm like that too, but a lot of times I just get into this groove of not doing anything, and I really need to be utilizing that sketch daily thing and the group and stuff more, you know, and literally even just sketches, like figure studies, you know. Go, my wife has, like, all these, like, fashion magazines, and I can't draw women really well, so I need to, like, be going through those, like, every day and just drawing, like, all these different poses and outfits and stuff, and, you know, or just Google, you know, images of people, like, different things, and or animals or whatever, you know. I need to be drawing, just sketching more. I definitely don't do enough of that lately, you know. I need to get back to that. Plus, you know, the reason why, too, is I want to get better at my art. I want to be able to create that kind of wow factor more. I want to make stuff that causes people to want to share it, and not kind of rest on my laurels or whatever, which that's maybe not a good application to that phrase, but, like, just whatever skill I've built up, like, I don't want to rest on that, you know. I want to keep getting better, you know. You know, I've kind of gotten to a point where I have a style, and it's cool, and I like it, and I enjoy doing it that way. But there's definitely weaknesses. I posted a thing up in Comic Project Group the other day. You know, we all have weaknesses and strengths and stuff like that. And you know, I just asked people to share what would they say is their, like, main number one strength, and what would they say is their main number one weakness, where they would like to level up, you know. And you know, a lot of response came into that, you know, and it was really cool to read what people were saying and to contribute myself to that conversation. And you know, one thing I noticed, Ryan Wheaton said focus was one of them. A lot of other people said some cool things too, you know, things that they need to work on, and I agree. A lot of these things are very similar, you know, for me too. I need to work on just getting, like, anatomy and proportions right and stuff, you know. It's definitely still in my drawings have, like, a hand that's too big, or the head isn't necessarily the right size for the body, you know. It's not so disproportionate that, you know, I'm committing, you know, Leafieldisms, you know, where I got, like, guys whose chests look like boobs or something. You know, I'm not doing anything like that so much, I hope. But, you know, things that are even slightly off can frustrate me, you know. It's funny, like, I'll try to line stuff up and get kind of a symmetry going. Especially with, like, faces and stuff. And then when I'm done with the drawing, you know, I'll even put, like, those little construction lines in there and try to make sure it's all kind of really well in there, and then I'll come to find out one eye is a little bit more to the left than it should be or something, or one eye is smaller than the other or bigger than the other, and you know, the nose is crooked or something or whatever, you know, things aren't always as lined up. And one thing I am noticing though is I'll look at like professionally done art and stuff, you know, comic stuff, and you know, their stuff isn't perfect either. A lot of times, you know, sometimes it's really perfect, and it's really, like, you could tell those people, like, really have drawn a lot of comics and, you know, really gotten their proportions down a lot better than I have, that's for sure. But sometimes you'll see little inconsistencies in some stuff, and kind of makes you feel like, okay, maybe it's okay if I'm not perfect, but I tried, you know, to get it right. So, you know, I just want to work more on the craft of things. Even on the podcast, I think I'd like to talk a little more about the craft stuff and try to get into that a little more, because, you know, I try to get into this marketing stuff and talking about that and selling, and maybe I just burnt myself out with doing the selling series, I don't know, but I find that I'm losing a little bit of the passion for doing the, you know, the posts and the blogs and the podcasts and stuff when I focus too much on the marketing stuff. So, you know, I've been listening. Actually, here's another plug too, is the leanintoart.com. Definitely go over there. They're still running that sale. $10 for a lot of different workshops, and then some of them are like $40. Definitely go check that out. Take advantage of it while it lasts. The reduced price, definitely worth it. I downloaded recently the Comics Fundamentals one. It was like $40, four sessions with Jersey Drozd, and really cool stuff. It kind of puts a lot of that like understanding comics McLeod stuff kind of into like bite-sized portions that you can kind of digest easier, type of thing. And you know, he brings you through some of the steps to creating a comic basically from start to finish, and it's definitely helped me a lot of how I think about story, and also got me, you know, inspired again to get into this creative stuff and to get into this comic making. Definitely really amped up to get some of these projects going and with the comics. So you know, I recommend that one, and a lot of, and really all the other ones too. You know, I downloaded some of Rob Stenzinger's workshops as well, and you know, I'm looking into some of the other ones as well. So they keep talking about Krishna Sadasivan's creating characters one is a good one, so that's one I'm really got my eye out for. Also, Rob hasn't released it yet, but the gaming one, the one on creating a game from your comic, he's got one that kind of goes into the theory of it and talks about how you can kind of think about putting that a game together for your comic. And I downloaded that one, which is awesome. But, you know, I'm really looking forward to his new one that he puts out, too. I'm not sure when he's going to release that. But, anyways, that's enough on that. But leanintoart.com, definitely go check out those workshops. And that was kind of the other subject I wanted to talk about for a bit is, you know, we go through these lulls as artists and have a hard time figuring out what we're going to do next sometimes. And I've definitely kind of been on that rant a little bit. And I noticed some of my other friends kind of feeling that way as well. And You know, there's a lot of things you can do to kind of re-inspire yourself. Definitely go listen to podcasts about drawing and or about making comics or whatever you think your next project might be, you know. Even if there was a good one, like, that was in the past, like, say, because there's a lot of comic podcasts out there. And I'm thinking about going back to some of the art and story podcasts and just re-listening to some of that, because there's such a lot of good content in that. And that podcast is easily the reason why I, you know, finally made my first comic after, you know, 20 years of wanting to make a comic. You know, they really got me amped up about making comics. And, you know, so that's a really good one if that's what your next project you want to be. Also being involved, obviously, in the Comic Projects group and the Sketch Daily group, that really gets people amped too. I also, another thing that I do to get inspiration, DeviantArt, you know, I'll go into my watch list and just, you know, take some time and look through some of that art, and that'll usually get the juices flowing as well. Another thing is, you know, just networking or whatever, like, start a Google Hangouts thing, and just, you know, say, hey, I'm gonna be on Google Hangouts for a while, and just talk with some of your art buddies, you know. I've been wanting to do that lately, but, I just haven't had the time. You know, I gotta know that I have, like, a couple hours, and have some kind of project I can work on while I'm talking. To do that, you know. So, you know, but that's one way you can really get the juices flowing and all that. One thing too is I've noticed that I'm when I'm thinking about these stories and stuff, I get kind of stuck in my head, and there gets to be some roadblocks and stuff like that. And I noticed that I think when it comes to developing a story, I really need a good, you know, art buddy that I can trust, not to, like, try to, you know, say, you know, where I can bounce ideas off of. And, you know, like I said, I emphasize the part of somebody you can trust, because, you know, you might think, you know, you might want to bounce ideas off somebody, and then come to find out you actually finish that project or make that project, and that person wants, like, you know, partial ownership or something. You know, who knows, you know. You definitely got to get to people who you know you can trust. And I have some friends like that, you know, I think I've built up. So I definitely plan on doing that, because one thing I noticed while I was talking with Ryan Wheaton about what we're going to do for the next comic projects, the anthology and stuff, is that really started flowing. Like, I was like, man, what are we going to do? And he mentioned something. He went back to the post we did, where it was kind of like a poll of what do you guys want to do for your subject matter or whatever for the anthology. And he went back and he said, oh, the people, you know, they wanted, you know, a space theme or something like that. And then he said one word, one little phrase, and I'm not going to say it right now, but he's like, oh, it should be, you know, maybe kind of combine this and this. And I'm like, yeah, that'd be cool. And then I had, like, a little idea. Oh, maybe it could be like this. And I was like, I wonder what the story would be. And he said something. And I was like, oh, yeah, that would be cool. And then I added, like, a whole nother aspect to what would be in that story. And it was just cool. We went back and forth. And we ended up getting kind of excited about what this project's going to entail. And then we started talking about, like, you know, how we're going to actually manage the situation, you know, because, you know, we want there to be, it's going to be something where people can really, you know, have a lot of freedom with, but at the same time, we don't want it to get so out of control that, you know, it's unreadable. So, you know, we went back and forth, and I think we have a really cool idea to get this thing going, and pretty soon we'll release that. And, you know, that's going to be one of the next projects I'm working on. Also my album and all that. But, yeah, get inspired. If you're feeling a lull, you know, you got, find little projects, you know. That's another thing Jersey always talks about. Find tiny projects that you can do to kind of get you out of your funk. And, you know, get some training going. You know, maybe you can level up on one aspect of your art. You know, buy a book about anatomy or something, or buy a book about inking with a brush or something. You know, whatever. You know, there's a lot of different things. Or you know, start, you know, watch a few videos on YouTube about one of these things, about coloring, about whatever. And, you know, then start practicing it. Put out, you know, like with coloring, I'll do that. Like, I'll just take sketches that never were intended to necessarily be colored, and I'll, you know, jump into GIMP and see what I can do with colors, because I need to practice with that. That's not something, that's not a strong point for me. And it's fun, and then I'll post it online, and it's a fun little thing to do. So do something like that. You know, maybe do like a sketch a day on your blog or something, or even just on Facebook or Twitter or Google Plus or whatever. So yeah, intentionally inspire yourself, intentionally educate yourself. Don't just let it be, you know, oh, I just have to wait for the inspiration to hit. If you're gonna do that, then you're never gonna get anything done. And I know this is kind of like a little bit of like tough talk to the artist type of thing that I'm doing, but I'm not really meaning to be like a hard ass or anything, you know. I'm just trying to encourage you guys, you know, because I know how it is. it's not easy. it's definitely easy to get kind of down in the dumps and get into a funk or whatever. But I'm excited about some new projects. And I'm excited about the comic projects thing we're going to do. And, yeah. And the music stuff especially, too. That's another thing. And I don't want that to fall in the background. You know, I need to... That's one more thing. One last thing is... If you don't know what to do, just start doing something. And you'll figure out what to do as you go. Like, today I actually was like... I had a little bit extra time after I checked all my internet stuff at lunch. And, you know, I was like, crap, I don't know what to draw, but I only have like 5 minutes here, and I really want to try to experiment with watercolors and stuff, because I always like that, how people, and I might start posting more stuff like this, how people use ink with watercolors as well. I've always liked that look, so I was like, I'm just gonna, I don't care, it's gonna be something stupid, but I'm just gonna do it. So I literally went in, I penciled like a goofy alligator looking character, you know, out of the blue with a mask or whatever. And then, you know, I just penciled that in real quick, a real quick drawing. And then I threw some watercolors on it, you know, just kind of flatted it out with watercolors. And now when I go home, I'll probably throw some inks over it and post it up. So, yeah, I mean... Just do a little something, and that's the thing I noticed. You know, I was like, I didn't know what I wanted to draw, but I was just like, I gotta just draw something, and I ended up coming up with something that's kind of cool, and maybe this guy will morph into some kind of character at some point, because I've never seen an alligator with a mask who's standing upright. You know, he actually looks a little more maybe like a dinosaur. I don't know, but I don't know. That might be a cool character. Maybe it'll go good with my Comzilla themed stuff. We'll see. But yeah, just start doing something, you know, and that'll turn into something, you know. If you have a comic you've been wanting to work on, just start doing some character sketches of your characters you already know, and then maybe create a couple more characters, you know. And then before you know it, the ideas are going to start popping in your head. Write them down, you know, and then start building up kind of a storyline, you know. And then, I don't know, maybe plot it out. Maybe say, okay, I'm going to do a mini comic. It's going to be 10 pages. You know, I'm going to try to tell a story right now in 10 pages. You know, number 1 through 10, put it like a quick synopsis of each page, what's going to happen. See if you can kind of come up with a story in 10 pages or 12 pages or 16 pages. If you want to make a regular kind of comic, 24, 26 pages. You know? And just, it doesn't have to be set in stone, but at least you're, like, starting something out. And that's when you're going to find, like I said, you're going to find out some things and be surprised by the ideas that come just by doing stuff, you know? And then, you know, once you're done with that, maybe, okay, well, I got something kind of cool here. Let me just see if I can thumb it out a little bit, you know, do a little thumbnails, create a fake stapled book, you know, just by folding printer paper, and maybe stapling it. Maybe you don't even have to staple it, you know, and then just kind of thumbnail that way. I've been thinking about doing it that way, you know, and then, wow, you know, maybe I do have something cool here. Develop it more, start working on pages, and before you know it, you're going to have a comic, you know, and, but just take each step as it comes, you know, one at a time, and, you know, enjoy yourself. Do it in the spirit of play. Do it as a project that you don't necessarily want to publish, but you're just kind of farting around. And then, you know, like I said, maybe something will come of it where you're like, wow, you start to get really excited. And now, once again, you're all amped up about art. But you got to start somewhere, you know? So that's that. Hopefully that's a little encouraging for you guys. Like I said, check out, you know, all those links. I'll put them in the show notes. Leanintoart.com. Take advantage of that. Go, you know, purchase a workshop or two. Even if it's a $10 here or something there. Ryan Wheaton, illustration.com. Go check that out. Grab Bad Bandits. And jamiegamble.com as well. Go check that out. Hero Code and Department O. Check that junk out. Yeah. And of course, plexhop.com. Marshall Plex on the Twitters. All those links, it'll all be there. So yeah, that's about it. And, you know, thank you again for listening, and I will see you next week. Have a great Thanksgiving, and like I said, I'll talk to you next week. All right, later.